On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 19, Johannesburg 18, Tzaneen 21. Ons begin in Pretoria waar groot dele van die ooste tans sonder krag sit.
Nyala has tripped, the Nyala substation affecting Highland substation and the Linwood substation, both which are primary substations, so a massive area is without power. There is no information yet as to when that will be restored.
Wijksraadslid Siobhan Miller vra dat inwoners alle nie noodsaaklike elektriese toestelle afskakel. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdienste het 'n oranje vlak 9 waarskuwing uitgereik vir ontwrigtende reën oor Gauteng, die oostelike dele van die Noordwes en Suidwes in Mpumalanga, wat 'n risiko van oorstromings meebring. Wyd verspreide buie word ook oor die Vrystaat, KwaZulu-Natal en die suidelike dele van Limpopo verwag. Weervoorspeller Lesotho Lotobela sê bewolkte toestande sal reg deur die middag tot in die aand voortduur oor 'n groot deel van die sentrale en oostelike dele van die land.
For tomorrow, a sketchy chance of showers and thunderstorms is expected over Limpopo, Gauteng, the Northwest, Free State into Mpumalanga, as well as most parts of Limpopo. On Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms will cover the eastern parts of the Free State into Gauteng, with temperatures starting to improve, especially for the central and the eastern parts of the country.
En dis net in Mpumalanga se departement van vervoer 'n dringende beroep op motoriste gedoen om uiters versigtig te ry terwyl swaar reën oor die provinsie val. Woordvoerder Moeti Moisi.
Among others, they need to reduce speed on slippery roads, maintain prudent following distance, ensure that their wipers are working properly, and they also need to keep their lights on for increased visibility. They also need to avoid flooded areas and overflowing bridges and rivers in order to stay safe.
Ons bly op die paaie en minister van vervoer Baba Kriesi en adjunkminister Mhluleko Slengwa is albei baie bekommerd oor die volgehoue toename in padsterftes weens botsings waarby openbare vervoer betrokke is. Woordvoerder Colin Msibi sê hulle het kommer uitgespreek na gister se ernstige botsing tussen 'n vragmotor en 'n bus tussen Bloemfontein en Botshabelo, waarin 10 mense dood en minstens 6 ernstig beseer is.
The Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, and Deputy Minister Mkuleko Hlengwa have directed the Road Traffic Management Corporation to investigate the cause of the crash, working together with local authorities. The preliminary report is expected in 48 hours once the RTMC begins its investigation.
En in cricketnuus, Suid-Afrika het 'n kort rukkie gelede 'n haas uit die hoed geruk om Indië met 30 lopies te klop op dag 3 van die eerste toets op Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Dinge het nie goed gelyk vir die Proteas toe hulle vroeg vanoggend vir 153 lopies in hul tweede beurt uitgehaal is nie en 'n uur gelede het Indië nog 6 paltjies oorgehaal. Maar die Suid-Afrikaanse kolwers het bowlers het uitgeblink en die gasheere uiteindelik vir 93 lopies uitgebal. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers, your top story at this hour. Large parts of Pretoria East are currently without power after the Nyala substation tripped this morning.
Good grief. Wowee. Okay, so we got an orange level 9 warning for Gauteng, parts of Mpumalanga, the northwest. We have large swathes of Pretoria East, sonder krag. We have got standing water on the roads everywhere. Today's the day I think we should actually put on the bonus traffic program updates, because it is really crazy out there. Guys, please be very careful. If you're on the roads, the conditions are ugly and horrible. Hey. Mind you, the conditions in our outside broadcast van parked at Supersport Park in Centurion, where the match between the Lions and the Titans is about to get underway in an hour. Well, was supposed to. No word yet about cancellation. I know that the cricketers don't dissolve in the rain, and so they are all hoping that the game can go ahead. First televised match of the T20 season, and it looks like rain's going to play the big whip hand. Oh well, what can we tell you? Nothing other than you are at the right place for the hit.